Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Before they can start legislating, freshman members of Congress need to learn the ropes of how their new jobs work. A group of those members are at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard this week for a congressional orientation focusing on bipartisanship. Incoming Massachusetts representative for the 3rd Congressional District, Lori Trahan, is one of them. She joins us now. Hi, Lori.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for joining us. And Dan Crenshaw, incoming Republican congressman from Texas, joins us as well. Hi, Dan, and thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So let me ask you, just in terms of the conversation, considering there's been so much polarization up on Capitol Hill, how do you talk to each other to try and find common ground on whatever issue you're dealing with at the moment?
Because we're in a split government, I think it behooves us all to sort of table some of the more controversial topics that we just know we're not going to agree on and we'll fight tooth and nail on, and simply focus on some of the things we might agree on, such as vocational training, such as infrastructure development. That would be, I think, a good sign to the American people that we can work together, and that's probably where we should start.
What do you think should be tabled?
Well, where do I begin?
I don't consider any topic too scary for us to, talk about. We are in this early phase where we're building relationships and we're meeting one another and we're hearing each other's stories. And I think that just presents a really cool opportunity to dispense with some of the maybe preconceived notions that, oh, well, he's an R and I'm a D and we're not going to agree on that.
I'm not sure I want to table anything. But, I'm also realistic about what my Democratic counterparts are not going to agree with us on. We're not going to agree on the direction of the tax code. We're not going to agree on the direction of entitlement reform. Immigration will continue to be a place where we probably disagree on. I think we can probably find some things within each of those that we might agree on, but they're going to be small.
I mean, the thing that attracted me to this particular Congress was that whenever you have a critical mass of new people all going to Washington at the same time, you might be able to get at some of these issues in a very different way than what we have seen. And, Dan and I, admittedly, we've only been talking for a couple of minutes, but I imagine that over the course of the next year, we'll have many, many more conversations and we'll surprise ourselves.
Many people consider Washington broken, both people up on Capitol Hill and certainly the public voters at large around the country from both parties. How do you fix that? Or can that be fixed?
As a conservative, I kind of like the idea that the federal government isn't always doing things. I like local control. Self-governance at the local level is extremely important to me. I'm always going to ask that question. So I'm not saying it's not broken, but I think one of the biggest parts that is broken is the divisive rhetoric. That's what people are seeing. That's what people are sick of.
I couldn't agree more. When I think of our government being broken, certainly gridlock has something to do with that, but it's been completely exacerbated by the lack of civility and the tone that we've seen the last couple of years. And so I'm excited about meeting my future colleagues, changing that culture and getting to work.
So let me ask this question. As we know, there are many Democrats in the House who want to investigate different aspects of the Trump presidency in Mr. Trump's business dealings to hold Mr. Trump accountable, as they put it. I'm wondering what your top priority along those lines is.
Everyone is translating the midterms into a couple of different buckets. One is that, the midterms were a result of the American people wanting to hold this administration accountable. And then there's also a mandate for we have to fight this gridlock. We have to get Washington back to work. We have to find ways for the Congress to be effective. So I think that there is a balance that we need to delicately strike between investigating places where we think that there's a body of evidence that we need to hold this administration accountable, and balancing that with we need to work together and we need to get things done. We need to solve the problems that are facing, the American people.
Dan, where are you on this?
Well, again, I could speculate all day long on what I think the Democrats are going to do. The reality is I don't know. And we're waiting to see what kind of direction that goes. And I'll probably comment then. It should always be based on facts and reason and with the ideas of civil liberties in mind as well. do we investigate every aspect of someone's life because we disagree with them politically? And that'll be a question I'll continue to ask as we go forward.
In the big picture, what do you hope the Republican agenda is in the House so that it's not solely focused on what the Democrats want to do vis-a-vis Mr. Trump?
Well, we're in the minority, and we have to recognize that. So we do have to look at things that we actually agree on. Our hope is that we find those 90% solutions, and then we build a bill on that. What both sides tend to do, and you know, this is blame goes all around on this, is that you then add another 10% that you know the other side can't vote for, and then you blame them for not voting for the good stuff. I hope we can avoid that. That would be, I think, our agenda going forward.
I think that there's opportunity to solve some of these, you know, shared challenges that's confronting the largest employers in our country. It's confronting us as a country to come up with new innovative prescriptions. You know, and I also, just to Dan's point about crafting a bill that has just enough in it to make it uncomfortable for the other side. I mean, you know, you all often see these huge packages coming out of Congress, and there's like, you know, we want to hit a home run. And I think sometimes we could benefit from just having a few singles, not to, you know, use a baseball analogy, but very.
You're just trying to rub it in, aren't you?
I know I am.
You're just trying to rub this in, okay? Yeah, okay. Well, I love
you. You are in Red Sox Nation. Yeah. But if, you know, if there's, it might not be all of immigration reform, but we have to make, you know, progress. It might not be comprehensive gun violence in the beginning, but it could be background checks. I mean, even if it's a little bit more narrow than I want and, a little bit too narrow for you, I mean, I think that there's opportunities to find a place to just make progress and build the muscles to work together.
I will say, after the Astros were out of the running, I was cheering for the Red Sox. Okay, that goes without
saying.
See,
I like them more now.
And I will say this, the Yankees are my least favorite team. How about that?
There you go.
Well, you've won a whole new constituency here in the Boston area. We want to thank you both for joining us today on WBUR's Morning Edition. Incoming members of Congress and from the 3rd Congressional District in Massachusetts, Lori Trahan, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Dan Crenshaw, incoming Republican Congressman from Texas, thank you.
Thank you for having me.